Every day we try to fit in. We may like to think we're very individual, but most of the time we don't actually want to stand out too much. It's this idea of conformity that the social psychologist Solomon Asch studied in the 1950s, using nothing more complex than straight black lines drawn on pieces of card. It was one of the classic experiments we learnt about when I was studying psychology. But outside psychology, his name's less well known. Social psychologist Clark Macaulay.
He was a very rare combination. It may not be so obvious from outside social psychology, but within, it becomes pretty obvious that the people who can see big picture and appreciate culture, understand and want to know more about the impact of culture and the behavior of individuals and groups, that kind of mind tends not to be the same kind of mind who has bright ideas about how to run particular interesting experiments. And so part of the reason Solomon Asch is justly famous was that he had that very unusual combination.
I'm at Swarthmore College in Pennsylvania, and it's just a half-hour train journey from Philadelphia. It's hard to believe this could be so near the city. It's built on the site of an old arboretum, and so there are lots of trees and beautiful flower beds, and set amongst them are the 200-year-old buildings that make up Swarthmore College. This is where Solomon Asch dreamt up the idea for his studies on conformity. Imagine you're asked to go into a seminar room and you sit around a table with five or six other people. Then the person in charge shows you two pieces of card, and on one of them is a vertical black line. On the second card are three vertical black lines of different lengths. All you've got to do is say which line matches the first one, and they're quite big differences, so it's really not hard at all.
This is a reconstruction of Asch's experiment, designed to see whether a group can influence a person to deny the evidence of his very eyes.
Stanley Milgram, one of Asch's students who later became a famous social psychologist, made this film in 1974.
Unknown to the other person, all the participants are confederates of the experimenter, with the exception of the person himself, who is being tested to see if he will conform.
The experiment you will be taking part in today involves the perception of line length. Your task will be simply to look at the line here on the left and indicate which of the three lines on the right is equal to it in length. So, for example, if you think the correct answer is number one, you simply indicate that by stating one. Why don't we proceed in the following manner? You'll give your answers first, you'll be second, you'll be third, and so on.
One.
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 Two.
One.
Trial after trial after trial take place with different sets of lines, and every time, everyone else has a different answer from you. So when it gets to the fifth or sixth time that this happens, would you start changing your answer to fit in with the others? Asch thought they wouldn't,